There's a phrase we say to our kids, which sounds like a smart idea, too soon. You know, it's too soon for you to stay out late. It's too soon for you to be at home by yourself. It's too soon for you to wear makeup. Even it's too soon for you to learn that. That last one ignites what could turn into a long-term challenge for your child. When exactly is too soon? What if too soon turns into too late? Early education has been given a variety of names, most common being pre-K, whatever name you want to give it. The reality is that it is an asset for your child's future. With us now to share how Too Small to Fail presents valuable early education programs and guidance, along with the new plans to expand their programs in Pennsylvania, is their Managing Director of Program Strategy and Innovation, Perry Chinnelly. How are you today, Perry?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me today.
And to learn more about Too Small to Fail, it's part of the Clinton Foundation. You go to clintonfoundation.org, and in the top of the page menu, click on Programs and click on Too Small to Fail, and you'll find out more about what we were talking about here with Perry. Well, let's get into, I guess, really the biggest news is there. You've teamed up with the Barbara Bush Foundation to do an expansion of the work that you do in Pennsylvania. Tell us what that's all about and what doors have opened because of this.
That's absolutely right, Chris. Thank you so much for asking about our work in Pennsylvania and across the country. So on Tuesday, Secretary Hillary Rodham Clinton announced that we will be making a commitment to action in Pennsylvania in partnership with the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy and United Way of Pennsylvania, really to launch 250 new early literacy activations across Pennsylvania. And this will build on our work in Pennsylvania. We've been really active in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, and I'd be happy to tell you about some of that work. But this commitment to action really builds upon, you know, what we have been doing in Too Small to Fail over the last 11 years to support families wherever they are in early learning and literacy-rich activities. And I loved your introduction because it is never too soon to talk, read, and sing with young children. In fact, we say from birth that should be happening, because we know that in the first few years of a child's life, more than 1 million new neural connections are formed every second. And these connections not only help children learn new words and build their vocabularies, but these early learning experiences really shape their brains and lay the foundation for all kinds of learning.
From what I was reading, too small to fail isn't one of those cases where the parent hands off the child to someone else does the work. This is a all hands involved type of learning experience for the child, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we are a program that started 11 years ago by Secretary Clinton, who really has a 50-year legacy focused on early childhood literacy and brain development. And we are specifically designed to go to parents and caregivers, anyone who is helping to support very young children. And so when we think about our work, we're really thinking about three main ways that we engage with families. The first is that when we go to a community, we're really thinking about the people who parents trust and who they go to for support and advice. We call these folks trusted messengers, and we work with trusted messengers all over the country and in Pennsylvania and elsewhere, really to think about how they can incorporate the message of how important it is to talk, read, and sing to young children. We also think about where it is that families go in the 24/7 of their lives. So we have transformed everyday spaces into really learning-rich environments. So when you think about a laundromat, for instance, in which we've transformed over 300 across the country, we know that families spend time doing their laundry. We know that kids 0 to 5 are, you know, many of whom are not in formal learning environments, are going with their families. So how can we create a library there for them, a space where they can read books? Maybe a librarian comes in and does reading with them. So we think about the everyday spaces and how we can transform them into, you know, rich opportunities. And then the last strategy that we think about is really providing resources to families with high-quality tools and children's books and, you know, all the things that families would need to continue to, you know, talk, read, and sing to their children at home outside of the transform space.
I was surprised when I was doing research, background research for this segment. There have been some significant studies done about early education. And when I say significant, I mean long term, from following people from the age of 2 years to 26 years old to see whether or not early education had a long-term impact on their lives. One stat I found examining the return on investment for early education says that the value ranging from $4 to $13 comes out of every dollar spent on early education in a variety of ways. And if you look at a study from the National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, that was one of the long-range studies, 814 subjects from young adults to 26 years of age. Not only were there more career successes, education successes throughout high school and college, but we always see an imbalance between low-income individuals and high-income individuals in how they succeed in their education and in the workplace. Early education narrowed and even leveled off that disparity. So for an early investment, there is a long-term gain from all this, isn't there?
Absolutely. And, you know, we started with the understanding that almost 60% of children in the U.S. start kindergarten unprepared. And so, you know, we know that the more that we can engage parents and caregivers around talking, reading, and singing to their children, really in the everyday moments, such as bedtime routines, on trips to the grocery store, the more that they are strengthening their children's early brain and language development. And Chris, we've done, you know, 15 evaluations of these initiatives and these strategies around, you know, training trusted messengers, transforming spaces, and distributing resources. And, you know, these evaluations have shown that parents do talk, read, and sing more with their young children after participating in these programs, which is really heartening. I mean, I think that's really what we want to do is, you know, think about how to embed this into the very, very busy lives of children and families.
Well, just to make it seem possible, if not completely doable, because it sounds like really once a parent gets started and involved, once you become fully aware of what they are able to do, we always dismiss it as saying, I don't have time. But a lot of things that are really valuable don't always take a lot of time.
That's right. And, you know, if you think about diaper time, for instance, we all know that we have to change our children's diapers. You know, this is a great opportunity for eye contact, for singing, for, you know, for connecting and for using words, you know, and speaking to our children in ways that will really help prepare them. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, we know that those neurons are firing and that is really boosting their brain development. So it's critical. And, you know, so much of the work we do is not only on the ground, but really trying to, you know, raise awareness about this. So we think of ourselves as both a public awareness and action campaign.
Wrapping up our time with Perry Chenalai, who is the Director of Program Strategy and Innovation with the Too Small to Fail organization, part of the Clinton Foundation. Find out more at clintonfoundation.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. It sounds like, because I think if we think back to our school days, we remember seeing kids in our classes who were enthusiastic about learning and others were really just were barely there, if at all. And it sounds like one of the values of early education puts that enthusiasm, ingrains it into the child a lot younger so that when they progress into the, I guess we call it, organized education system or traditional education system, that's why they'll have a greater chance at excelling no matter what their life conditions happen to be. Because referring back to all the studies we always see, there are certain circumstances in homes and families that make it more challenging than others to succeed. And it sounds like early education is one of the keys to leveling off that imbalance.
Absolutely. And we are really thrilled to expand upon our work in partnership with the Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy because, you know, Too Small to Fail really focuses on children 0 to 5. And the Barbara Bush Foundation really serves school-age children and their families. So through this partnership to support families throughout Pennsylvania, we are really able to look at the continuum of early literacy for children. And I think that between the resources that both of our teams can bring to this project, we will be able to work with families from, you know, with very young children all the way through that schooling.
Comes through a simple process of activate, innovate, communicate, evaluate. As a parent, your participation in really fun and beneficial ideas that not just bring a greater understanding and awareness of education for your child and building up those early interests in their lives and their ability to learn, to comprehend, to retain, but it also unites and brings you closer together as a family too, because it's something for the entire family to have a part in, as opposed to, like I said earlier, handing a child off to someone else for 4 or 5, 6 hours a day, whatever the case may be. Learn more about Too Small to Fail. They're a part of the Clinton Foundation. Start off by going to clintonfoundation.org, and at the top of the page menu, click on Programs, and you'll see where to click on for Too Small to Fail. If you're listening to us in Pennsylvania or really anywhere on the stream where Too Small to Fail is putting their programs into play, I hope it sounds like something that you can add to your child's immediate time as well as their long-term future, because their work does make a difference, and I think you'll find that out very quickly how important that is. She is the Managing Director of Program Strategy and Innovation of Too Small to Fail. Perry Chenelai, thank you so much for helping us understand the opportunities that early education, the importance early education has in our child's well-being. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much, Chris.